Thank you, Mr. President. At the outset, let me join the previous delegations in congratulating you on your appointment and in assuring you of Italy's full support for a productive meeting. Italy aligns itself with the statement of the European Union. The Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons and its annexed protocols are fundamental instruments for creating and promoting international humanitarian law. Universal membership in the Convention and its protocols is a key goal that should continue to be strongly supported. We welcome the recent accessions of Afghanistan and Lebanon and call upon states not yet party to ratify or accede to the Convention and its protocols as soon as possible. Transparency and the exchange of information are also central to the achievement of the goals of the Convention. For this reason, we continue to encourage the timely submission of annual national compliance reports. Italy continues to be deeply concerned about the humanitarian impacts of explosive remnants of war and explosive devices with indiscriminate effects, and for this reason is committed to confirming its long and solid history of concrete engagement in international cooperation and assistance in this area. Since 2001, Italy has allocated close to 50 million euro to mine action programs, focusing on clearance, stockpile destruction, and assistance to victims. In 2017, recipients have included Afghanistan, Bosnia and Herzegovina, Colombia, the DRC, Iraq, Sudan, and Ukraine, for an overall amount of financial assistance of more than 3 million euro. Mr. President, we share the deep concern of the international community at the growing use of improvised explosive devices and welcome continued engagement with this issue in the framework of amended Protocol 2. Italy has always believed that the unique composition of the CCW and its openness to the active contribution of specialized institutions and civil society organizations make it the right forum for to address current and emerging issues relating to weapons development and use, including the issue of lethal autonomous weapon systems. Therefore, we welcomed the conclusions and recommendations of the group of governmental experts on laws under the able chairmanship of Ambassador Gill. Finally, Mr. President, I'd like to thank you for your report and the next proposals to address the financial situation of the Convention and its protocols. Italy supports the joint identification of measures able to both make contribution processes more straightforward and efficient from an administrative point of view, and to encourage and help states parties to abide by their financial obligations. Thank you for your attention, Mr. President.